This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How's your Clyde?
I hope it's well as we have a foray into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's our weekly overview, the DJV crowd, including me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, looking at the stories, the top 10 items from the charts created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You'll find the list at Talkers and Talkers.com, and also the DJV show, our various connections to social media. Let's do the people list first, lady, shall we? Kevin McCarthy is at number 10. What do we need to know about him, Jennifer?
Well, the reason he's probably on the list is the story with Liz Cheney this week, which is whether or not she is going to keep her position as one of the top leaders in the House for Republicans. She's a conference chair right now, the number three most powerful Republican in Congress, and it looks like she's resigned herself to the fact that she is not going to be carrying that position much longer. They're going to vote on that next week. Kevin McCarthy was captured on a hot mic saying that he had kind of lost faith and confidence in her. And that
didn't
means
he say
she doesn't like Trump? Just because she doesn't like Trump. That's all.
We talked about this all week long.
Right, it's not
just about that. It's about you're going into an election year where Republicans are poised to retake control of the House. If they don't, it will be a big loss and disappointment for the Republican conference, not just the Congress. And so you need someone who is capturing the will of most Republican voters. And most Republican voters, no matter how they feel about President Trump, liked the America First agenda that he had. And so most Congress people feel that that is what they are going to use to win re-election or to win office in 2022. Liz Cheney does not agree with that. So should she be in the leadership of the party in an election year if she doesn't agree with what the bulk of the candidates and the bulk of Republicans in the country, just look at the polling, support. And I think it really does come down to that more than anything else. She can say whatever she wants, and all she has to do is answer to her constituents.
Number four on the list of people is Ms. Cheney, and her situation in the party is number three overall in the story list from Talkers Magazine. Also, other Republicans on the list, number nine, Ron DeSantis. Weren't the two of them being talked about as possible president, vice presidential candidates in 2024? Did I get that right or wrong?
Ron DeSantis is being tossed around as a possible running mate if President Trump will run again in 2024, or if not, as a presidential candidate himself. And again, the reason he's on the list is not because of that. He's had an extremely incredible week, I think, for most people who are conservatives. He passed an election integrity law, which was huge this week. He signed a state's budget, and in doing so, gave $1,000 bonuses to all the first responders because of their work for the COVID during the COVID pandemic. So everybody got $1,000 because there was a surplus in the budget. And so instead of putting that back into the government, he gave it to people who had been called on to go above and beyond their call of duty during the last year.
All right. So that may tie into number eight on the story list, which is an overall view of the economy. The reason I put them together, ladies, is because I think there's a lot of concern among people who really understand how things are working, and that's a problem because a lot of people don't, as to how much money has gone into the system, into our economy, that is basically funny money. It's paper that's been printed that has nothing to back it up, but yet the economy is sort of humming along because the infrastructure of our country, in part, is so bad that there has to be a way to fix it. And so this is a good way to stimulate the economy without thinking about where the money comes from. I think that's really kind of what it is. Yes, no, anybody agree or disagree with my observation on that.
I don't disagree with your observation. I would add that the reason I think that these things are trending this week in such a high position on the list of topics is because the Biden administration has been out there. Both the president and the vice president and a lot of their surrogates have been out in places. The president was in Louisiana, Pennsylvania. The vice president's been all over the place, everywhere but the border, and talking about the infrastructure. Sorry, let me just slip that in. It's just
I know you're right.
But they've been trying to pitch this infrastructure plan, which they say is just not about about roads and bridges anymore. And the president has been given some Pinocchios from the Washington Post because he's been out and he continues to double down on this story that if they pass the infrastructure plan, which is probably going to cost somewhere near $4 trillion, And when you say people don't understand, I will tell you I can't even understand what $4 trillion looks like because there's a lot of zeros.
Funny money. I just said it's like nobody gets it because it's funny money.
But it's a lot of money, and we're already in debt. And if China stops buying our debt, then what happens to the United States? We're totally bankrupt. Right now, we're just at best on the line to China. But one of the criticisms is that, and this is not a this is a political criticism from the group that's lobbying it at Biden, but it is a non-political organization, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, which is not Democrat, it is not Republican, it simply reviews policy. And according to this policy, raising the corporate tax amount, as Biden has suggested, raising the money on the rich is what he likes to call it, but it's corporate taxes, and that happens to small businesses as well as big businesses. 70% of that money finds its way to be tacked onto the middle class, whether it's in ownership of these little businesses or the price that gets passed on. So 70% of that money goes to the middle class. It's not taxing the rich. But it's also the other big lie is that Biden's out there saying that 16 or 17 million jobs will be created by this plan. All of the, again, non-political organizations have confirmed multiple times that there will be 2 million jobs created by this plan, not 16 million, and yet the administration keeps perpetuating that lie, even though non-political organizations have been tampering.
The word lie always bothers me because I think maybe it's just my bringing up. It's a very difficult word for me to swallow, especially when you talk about politicians. I don't know, made the story up or something, but that's not really why I wanted to jump in. Because I am a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do the weekly American Family Farmer Show. You can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and the program on many of the same stations that carry this program. The people who are in agriculture, the way of life, you know, it's not work, it's a way of life. And the farms that people live on operate because there are, I was on a farm this week, been in the same family for 287 years. It's really fabulous. And the farm goes on. The farmer's daughter and her husband are working on the farm. So there are how many generations? Who knows? But the next generation of farmers are really facing a couple of severe challenges. The proposal that's now been floated is called the STEP program, the Sensible Taxation and Equity Promotion, is anything but sensible, and it sure as hell has no equity attached to it. And this is the kind of stuff, the disingenuous crap that comes out of politicians. The act would eliminate the stepped-up basis, the tax provision, if you will, the capital gains taxes happen at death that protect farms and farm families. There are a lot of complicated tax issues that are tied to this. Most people don't understand what Biden's talking about. So the bottom line with this particular part that I have issue with is when you pass away, your children would normally inherit the farm. But that's the way it is now. The value of the farm is set pretty much at the time you die, the inheritance, when you say you're going to give it to your children. Okay, here's what it's worth there. So if the children choose to sell, they have capital gains taxes on the increase in the value. But if they choose to stay on the farm and work on it under the new proposal, they'd be forced to pay taxes on the appreciation. It becomes complicated, but the bottom line is that if you have a 200-acre, I have 114 acres, let's see, I have about 140 acres of land that I own. So that would cost, according to the proposal that's here right now, my children, if they didn't want to keep it going, $149,000. If they didn't have it, the government would take the land. That's basically it, the death tax. And I strenuously object to this. This is an outrageous incursion. What the hell are these people thinking? Where do they think our food's going to come from? Where do you think the...
Well, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear about the other kind of, I don't want to call it a scandal, but, well, it's a lawsuit from a farmer in Wisconsin. There are a group of five farmers who have jumped on to sue the Biden administration over the American Rescue Plan because it's supposed to provide aid to socially disadvantaged farmers. Well,
black
this one
farmers,
guy,
mostly.
Well, socially disadvantaged for the Biden administration apparently means the color of your skin.
Yeah.
And so Adam Faust, who is a farmer who's disabled and has been a farmer for his life and working around his disability, he and five other people got together to sue the administration saying, well, if you're talking about socially disadvantaged farmers, here I am, but because of the color of his skin, he can't get
access.
Yeah.
That's what he's claiming, but the administration responded and said that it is for socially disadvantaged. It has nothing to do with it. With
all the PR, though,
but,
that comes out
I mean,
in all the farm journals, Victoria, all
I
says
mean,
black farmers.
Why do if we, look yeah, why do
National
we,
Farmers Union, it's all about black farmers. Excuse me, go ahead.
I guess I just don't know why we combat the idea of racism with more racism, because when it sounds pretty racist to me when someone says, well, you can apply for this plan if you're black, brown, or whatever.
I can't apply for it. I tried applying for it, and I didn't fit into the economic viability of
but
the
But that's not
proposal.
Because you were white. That's the economic viability that you didn't qualify for.
No, I didn't qualify. They said that I came back. Yeah, but it said in the response that I got from the SBA that I wasn't in an economically deprived area, i.e., I didn't live in an area where there were a lot of racial disparities. That's the best way I can put it, summarizing it. Anyway, so it's something to think about. A lot of things here on the story list. The charts for the week of May 3rd to the 7th are in our focus. It's 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
All right, so a little extra, countdown extra, the story from Morocco of a lady who was given birth overnight toward the end of the week here to 9 babies. She's 25 years old. The doctors told her she'd have 7, but she ended up giving birth to 5 girls and 4 boys.
Surprise!
This is the,
how can you even afford that? I mean, how does one person or two people raise 9? I mean, how do they raise 9 kids?
Yeah.
At the same
time?
Without
a reality show to pay for it,
I mean,
right?
Well, I guess if you're all different ages, it's a little different. But when you have 9 children that all need to be fed, all need to sleep at a different time, I mean, how can one person or two people do that?
This is the first time this many have been born that survived. I think that's interesting. cesarean
section. Will
the
parents survive, I think, is the question.
Right, exactly. Imagine that, though. Just think about it and put it in perspective. All right, it's 21 after the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
All right, into the trending portion of the countdown of the overview of the hot hits this week in talk radio, courtesy of the folks who work at Talkers Magazine. Also, Jay Kirshner, who follows the trending items for us on the DJV program, things that are on people's minds. This would be a subset of a story that's been followed by a lot of people this week. It's not political, but it is going to be interesting. As we put this program together, Elon Musk has not appeared on SNL. But there's been a lot of controversy during the week, comments from people who work on the program, who are lucky to have a job. They ought to keep their mouths shut. That would be the way. That's what I'd say to them, especially since he seems to be having a good time during the week. And he said it was, what did he say, Jay? It was awesome.
Yeah, everyone's being nice. And those SNL cast members who have put something on social media, either in response to something Elon Musk had said or just in terms of him coming onto the show, have all been deleted.
Oh, good. Because they were told to
Lauren Michaels runs a tight ship. Yeah. He's not tolerating anything.
Well, they shouldn't. I mean, these people are lucky. Most of them, they're not that funny and they're not that good. They're lucky to have a job. Miley Cyrus will be on the program. That'll be kind of interesting. This is sort of it's an up and a down because many of you will listen to this program after the show is over and you will have had a clue as to why there was so much talk about it. But anyway, it's an interesting sidelight. All right, what else is trending that has become very important this week? What do we have that in terms of that fight between Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul?
It's Jake's brother Logan is who the fight is going to be happening with. But during the press conference, Jake Paul got into an altercation with Floyd Mayweather and took the hat off of his head.
Don't fighters do that a lot though? I think that goes way back.
Yeah, but Jake wasn't one of the isn't the fighter. Logan's the fighter. So Jake took the hat off of his head. A melee ensued. Jake Paul ends up with a black eye.
I just knock him out.
Jake Paul ended up with a black eye. People were saying Floyd gave him the black eye. Jake is saying that
somebody on the security team. But who cares? Jake Paul and Logan Paul are a cancer on society. Like, people should knock them out.
I think so, too.
Goodbye. All right, so we have a lot of feedback on Facebook and our other social media. You can find us on Twitter at DJV Show, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what are some of the listeners saying about what we either have posted or some of the questions you put forth there, Jay?
The big one is Trump and Facebook. Should the ban be permanent or not? And if so, should the guidelines follow other people?
Which, by the way, is number two on the countdown this week.
Maureen Hobbs says this is dangerous because it's not just Trump. He did not incite a riot, and as so many others have been mentioning, what about Maxine Waters? That's who some people have been mentioning as well. They should be banned, but should be banned for clearly calling out violence. Hinoka Chimera says, LOL, Trump should have never been banned whatsoever. I like what Johnny Powell said. If a person makes a habit of deliberately lying or spreading things that are not accurate, then there should be three layers of punishment. Number one, 30-day suspension. Number two, 1-year suspension. Number three, permanent ban period for any and all individuals.
But that is exactly what happened, and that's why Trump was banned. Because he had been warned and flagged, so that is why.
But it's not. But
the question is, why are they warning and flagging some, right?
Yeah, it should
and not
be
others.
It should be everybody. If they have certain rules, then everybody should have to be following those rules.
Oh, when Elizabeth Warren comes to, a quasi-defense of President Trump, you know that there is something going on. Elizabeth Warren says, I don't miss him on Twitter. I don't like him. But I think that big tech needs to be broken up. And that's what and that's what Republicans should be doing, too, is wanting to break this up. This is what they did with the railroads. They should be doing it with big tech.
They've done it with a lot of
different
things. There are like AT&T. Remember, you probably don't remember that, but I do. They broke that all up. Coming up in the next half hour of our countdown, a focus on the divorce of Bill and Melinda Gates. To begin with, after a few items of interest here, 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, bad breath in dogs and cats go hand in hand with other health problems. It's best to treat the problem even if the breath is not objectionable to you. The most common cause of bad breath is tartar buildup surrounding your dog or cat's teeth. Immature pets are in the process of shedding their baby teeth and they often drool, giving them bad breath. In older dogs and cats, disease of the kidneys and liver often affect the smell of the breath as well. What I recommend that you do is get on a regular tooth cleaning routine with your pet. Learn how to brush your dog or cat's teeth. Just remember, you can't use human toothpaste because dogs and cats don't spit and gargle. Yearly checkups by your veterinarian. A good, healthy diet. Chews that help alleviate a lot of that tartar is important as well. And there are now mouthwash and sprays available on the market. Keeping your dog and cat's teeth clean is more than just making them kissable and huggable. It can really help prevent a lot of other diseases in the future. Bad teeth, bad gums, bad periodontal disease can create a lot of liver problems and kidney problems. So check with your vet. Have a dental program set up every day for your pet and you'll both have a long, happy, kissable life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in or online. No better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Police in Colorado are reporting a gunman shot dead six people and then himself at a birthday party in Colorado Springs on Sunday. The suspect, a boyfriend of one of the female victims, drove to the residence, walked inside, and began shooting before taking his own life. A motive for the attack is not known. The victims were all adults, but a number of children were present at the time. Republican lawmakers appear poised to remove Congresswoman Liz Cheney from the third highest leadership post within the party. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives could vote as early as Wednesday. Horse trainer Bob Baffert, who won a record-setting 7th Kentucky Derby with Medina Spirit this month, on Sunday said the Dark Bay colt had failed a post-race drug test. Baffert said a post-race sample provided by Medina Spirit had tested positive for 21 picograms of the anti-inflammatory drug betamethasone. Churchill Downs officials say they'll await the conclusion of investigation before taking further steps. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The country of Colombia has big problems. The people and government have been clashing for several weeks. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Protests have racked Colombia for the last 2 weeks after President Iván Duque proposed a tax hike meant to help the government deal with the financial strain from the COVID pandemic. Duque withdrew the proposal after unrest began and the country's finance minister resigned, but the protests have continued. At least 30 people have been killed and more than 900 injured in clashes between protesters and the police over the last 10 days. Former American ambassador to Colombia, Kevin Whitaker, explained to CBS News why the violence has continued despite the withdrawal of the president's controversial tax plan.
Colombia experienced a 7% decline in GDP in 2020, and that has gravely affected government revenues, which are used for a variety of purposes, obviously. But in addition to that, you have the great dislocation caused by the pandemic. Colombia has been hurt disproportionately or worse than some of its neighbors in the region. And so you have an accumulation of anger and dissent that are related to both elements, which manifested themselves in these demonstrations.
Colombia recognizes 68 different languages for its 50.5 million citizens. A string of lights that floated across the night sky in parts of the United States last week had some people wondering if it was a fleet of UFOs. The train of lights was actually a series of relatively low-flying satellites launched by SpaceX as part of the Starlink internet service. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Bry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Following along with the important things being discussed on News Talk Radio this week, the DJV gang, which includes me, Doug Steffen, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, working our way through as many of these things on the charts as we can. I said on the People list, number 8, Bill and Melinda Gates, so they decided to get divorced. But there seems to be a lot of stories being weaved into this that include her buying an island. She got a couple of $1 billion worth of stock. And apparently there was a relationship between Bill and Jeffrey Epstein. That's the latest wrinkle, Victoria, isn't it?
Well, the story that's coming out now that people are running with is that Melinda Gates was very much creeped out by Jeffrey Epstein.
I wonder why.
Didn't like him at all.
Good on you.
She and Bill stayed at Epstein's townhouse, the infamous townhouse in New York on the Upper East Side, and she said she just basically told Bill, I don't want anything to do with this guy. This is just too creepy. The reason that Bill later on had explained it, you know, when all this went down with Epstein in 2011, the first case, the reason that Epstein and Bill Gates had met was because Bill was doing fundraising for his charity, you know, the Bill Gates or the Gates Foundation or whatever they call it. And so someone had said to him, oh, you need to meet Jeffrey Epstein. He's big in philanthropy and raises a lot of money, and he knows a lot of powerful people. That's where the connection came from. And so and then the same day that they were there in New York, Mayor Bloomberg, who was mayor of New York at the time, gave Bill and Melinda like a humanitarian award or whatever. And the rumor is that Bloomberg told him, stay away from that guy. So I think I think Melinda had a good instinct, and then I think Bloomberg solidified, like, all right, stay away from that Epstein guy because he's no good. Because Bloomberg, I don't really think, you know, as we all know, Bloomberg doesn't mince words.
No.
So, yeah.
Not at all. Yep. Okay.
But so then a lot of people kept hanging out with Epstein after, you know, long after there were warnings and people could see the writing on the wall, and there were, you know, there were still a lot of people, there's security guards who still claim that they saw Bill Clinton on that island, even though Clinton says he used the jet once or twice or something and was never on the island.
Stay away.
But I don't know.
So many of it, so much of it. I mean, once you know that, like, I don't know, normal
people. Well, Prince Andrew, it's like, he's got no explanation.
But don't you think that it's like, I mean, I think when you are willing to do the kinds of crimes that they're alleged, like, being committed against, you know, women, young girls, this, you know, whatever, ugh. That is about the ultimate quest for power, right? And getting away with something. And that probably adds to the excitement for them. So in their crazy criminal mind, maybe it doesn't matter about the warnings. It doesn't matter because that's part of the excitement of not getting caught. I mean, is that part of that predator mindset maybe? Ugh.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right. The next, number seven, number six, all Californians, Kamala Harris. I'm not one who wants to spend much time talking about her. The Gavin Newsom, Caitlyn Jenner position here. Jennifer, you want to update us on the latest in the recall and who else is running for governor for that spot beside Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, so the recall is moving forward in the state of California against Gavin Newsom. And the effort that was against in the Recall Gavin 2020 effort, which started with three guys and went to the grassroots. You know, a lot of people think that this was like a big party action. The Republican Party in California, and this is a huge criticism against them, had nothing to do with this. I mean, this was all the grassroots. And so it should be commended because they did an incredible job collecting signatures. They got 1.7 million signatures that were certified. They only needed, they needed just under 1.5 million signatures to trigger a recall. So now it looks like the election will happen at the end of October, the beginning of November. Many people might think it might be November 2nd. And there'll be two questions on the ballot. Yes or no to recall Gavin Newsom. And then number two, if you vote yes, who would you like to replace Gavin Newsom? And so a lot of people started jumping in.
Or they're like,
no, it'll be a whole list. Like, it'll be, and probably, I mean,
19
probably Victoria by the end.
Caitlyn Jenner.
150 people, probably. Yeah. No,
I hope it's on alphabetical for Caitlyn.
Well, it's cheap in the way that if you apply, the stipulations are much lower to run for governor than to run for Congress or something else like that. So it's like $5,000. That's all it takes to get on the ballot and a few signatures. I mean, you have to get signatures in about $5,000 and that's it. So a lot of people like porn stars are running. Angeline, who's known as like this lady who drives around in a pink Corvette. She's 71 years old now. She had billboards all over Hollywood. Doug, you probably know of her. She's running for governor. Mary Carey is the porn star who's running for governor. So it's easy to get in, and there's going to be a large field. But the biggest names probably right now that are declared, Caitlyn Jenner, obviously, John Cox, and Kevin Faulkner. Kevin Faulkner, former mayor of San Diego. John Cox ran against Gavin Newsom in 2018, and obviously Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, and the Kardashian fame, right? And Caitlyn probably made the most news
name recognition
when she did a full hour interview with Hannity. And for a lot of Californians, she just spoke common sense. People have been comparing her to Reagan. Because remember, Reagan was governor of California. And
he roll over in his grave.
I mean, truly, I mean, honest to God, if the election were held today, I'd vote to recall Gavin and I would vote for Caitlyn Jenner. Because the one who has at least, I think, identified the problems more effectively than some of the others. John Cox has been traveling California with a bear all week.
The bear guy.
Become,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, it's become very gimmicky. I mean,
surprised
he's traveling
PETA hasn't gone after him.
Yeah, a gigantic Kodiak bear who at events sits there and licks himself while John Cox is giving speeches.
Okay, let's keep moving along.
It's all fun and games until the bear mauls someone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all these people, like on Groundhog Day, they're reaching their head trying to pull the groundhog out. Someday someone's going to get maimed, and it's, you know, I don't know.
All right, number five, speaking of people getting maimed, Rudy is on the list, the story list at number four, people list number five. I don't know if there's any really different info this week. We talked a lot about him last week, but what's new about Giuliani this week?
The only thing I saw this week is that he wants Trump to pay for his legal bills. That's not going to happen.
Well, Trump hasn't paid him for the stuff he owed him, apparently.
But he also, now for the new legal bills, the new stuff.
Yeah, they're pretty loyal to each other, though. Both Trump and Giuliani came out and gave some love to each other this week. But Giuliani spoke out about the raid on his house and on his business this week. And what he said is that when the FBI, he was ready. He, like, when he walked in, he was, like, very cooperative. He's like, yeah, guys, come on in. Here's everything I've got. And so then on his desk, there was a hard drive. And it was Hunter Biden's hard drive, or at least that's what Rudy Giuliani says. He tells the FBI agents that are there, here's Hunter Biden's hard drive. Would you like to take that with you? And they're like, no,
but
we don't
want
that.
But see, no one can corroborate that he said that. And everyone has come out saying that that never happened. So it's
funny,
Rudy who was drunk and went on Tucker Carlson and told that story. But I don't know. Rudy's
drunk,
credibility.
But he's told the story.
Rudy's always drunk.
He's told the story over and over again, but the point is, the way he tells it, and if you want to believe him or not, he said that the FBI, he just said, hey, here's, I mean, he could have had anything. It could have had the smoking gun that everybody's looking for, and the FBI, like, walks out because it's Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, come on.
All right.
I don't believe Rudy. Sorry.
Number,
I do.
Let's see. Number three on the list of people, and actually number two on the story list, concerns Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook Oversight Board. With this is a focus on Trump, like the Arizona audit was number nine. So Trump's still around. That's why he's number two on the people list. Or he's back. I shouldn't say still around. Back in the focus. So what is the significance, Victoria, of the Zuckerberg input this week to his oversight board? It looks kind of, he's talking about creepy,
well,
crawly creatures.
The bottom line is, you know, the board, Zuckerberg put this board, advisory board in place so that he wouldn't have to make hard decisions. And the board, it backfired. The board threw it back at him and said, look, you know, sorry, but you're going to have to, your name is going to be stuck to this. Your fingerprint will be on it. So he's got 6 months to come up with an answer and a plan. We'll see what happens. This may just be punted back and forth. Who knows? The board, the advisory board doesn't have any actual regulatory power, so all they can do is just advise. And so, we'll see where it goes. But essentially, they advised him that he needs to come up with a solid plan, and then he has to distribute that equally. Every single offender must be treated equally. That was what their recommendation was, which
equal
I think everyone can agree with.
In the eyes of the law. All right, coming up, number one this week, all kinds of things connected to COVID, the vaccines, the variants, where it's good and where it's bad, what happened to states that have lifted the COVID rules already, in our focus next year on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
All right, if you were looking at the classified ads and wondered where to get your vaccine, why don't you have to do that? Sooner or later, it'll be bootleg, and somebody will be, I have an extra supply of vaccine. You want to come over to my house and get a shot?
Is it a problem anymore? I mean, they're closing the mass sites in California for the most part.
Yeah, they are here, too.
Now the drugstores and stuff are just giving
doing it.
And doctor's offices,
So there's a greater question here. With the states lifting the COVID rules and what's going on, looking back over the past year and how consumer behaviors have changed, have shifted, if you will, I guess it may be time, maybe it's a little early, but a time for us to reflect on what's happened. How have we changed? Look at how Facebook has changed in impact in our lives, Jay, and Amazon and Apple. And the way we use the radio and the way we use podcasts.
Zoom?
Zoom. Right.
Who even talked about Zoom before the
pandemic? I didn't even know.
No one.
Yeah. One of the things that troubles me is it's a Chinese company. But here we go again with that. But I think it's time to get closer to where we're going, what people feel comfortable doing. I know that if you go to try to book an air flight anywhere, you'll find it's pretty much the way it was a year and a half ago. You're lucky to find a seat because even though they're adding trips and routes, you see that with all the major legacy airlines. They're adding trips to here and there, mostly domestic, not international. There's not a lot of international travel right now. That's why you see larger planes being used from some of the hub points. I know American is using a lot of the international fleet, 777s to bring people from New York to L.A. and Dallas to L.A. and Miami to L.A. because they're there. Might as well use them. And so, you know, you get a better ride, I guess, bottom line. But that's one of the things that's happened as a result of COVID. But, you know, you think about what has, you know, how has it impacted us personally and generally speaking. The variants, I think, are the big thing at the moment, aren't they? Ladies, really, what people are wondering, do I have a vaccine that's going to protect me against the variants? And, Victoria, you were talking about that.
And how long is the vaccine going to protect us? You know, we all, I think everybody knows that we're going to need some sort of booster. And when does that run out? And so the latest data shows that Pfizer, at least 6 to 8 months after the second shot, you're still good. And that it's actually 90% effective against the variants, which is really good news. Moderna is working already on their booster shot. Pfizer seems to be taking a different approach. They're working on a pill, which I think would be a lot better.
Great.
And trying to get people to have another shot and lining up again and all that stuff. So, I just hope that, you know, I don't like fear-based thinking. I agree with you on that. But my concern is that I hope we don't hit, you know, September, October, people still think they're covered when they're not, and then they're not getting the booster. And then we've got another surge, and we're right back to where we were back, you know, last fall. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yep. Well, there's a lot of tension around that for sure. And so we'll see kind of where it all shakes out. All right, ladies, thank you. That was good. Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen from the DJV program, an overview of the lists from Talkers Magazine this week. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
53 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's time for us to check the top 5 items from the world of technology this week. So Victoria Keelan is here to do that. And we'll start with number 5, which is the focus on those Peloton bikes.
Yep, the treadmills. Bikes are okay. The treadmills, not so much. Peloton recalled their Tread Plus treadmills this week, saying that 125,000 treadmills are included in this recall. And this comes from after the several weeks of fighting back and forth with the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The commission wanted these treadmills to be recalled immediately and taken off the website and returned to the company if people had them still. So Peloton really fought back, which was not that was an unusual thing to do. Typically, when the commission goes after a product, the companies give in right away. Peloton didn't. Then they made a statement this week after the recall, saying that from the CEO, saying, "I want to be clear, we made a mistake in our initial response. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset. They apologized." Turns out that these $4,295 treadmills, as well as the they're not cheap. As well as the cheaper version, which is sold in other countries, they both have been pulled from the website. And It's unfortunately, some kids have been injured. 39 incidents that we knew of. It turns out it's actually 70 incidents, including pets and objects and children being injured. So if you have one of these, go to the website and figure out how to get rid of it, because they're going to have to probably redesign the whole thing. It sucks people and things underneath it. That's how that young child died.
Right for that. Oy. Number four, a focus on updates at Apple.
Yeah, this was the week of updates and security patches, as you'll hear as we go through the list. But if you own a Mac, an iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch, you should do the update as soon as you possibly can, because it patches a pretty big security flaw that Apple says may have already been actively exploited. That's a nice way of saying hacked. The updates contained in the iOS 14.5.1 and Mac OS 11.3.1, they will fix this security breach. And essentially, this breach was pretty big, and this doesn't often happen with Apple, but this one was really big, and it lets anybody who hacks into your device have complete control of your device. So if you have an older Apple device, like an iPhone 5 or 6, or an older iPad Air, they also released a patch for that. So just make sure that you're really up to date with everything, because it is important.
All right, number three, Dell. We don't have that name too much. It's a big computer company. What's going on with them?
Like I said, this is the week of the patches. So Dell has released a security patch that fixes a vulnerability that affects Dell computers going all the way back to the year 2009. That's how many computers are involved in this. This is huge. So if you have a Dell computer, most likely you will need to do this update. This is a firmware update, and it allows, and the vulnerability allows an attacker, once again, to gain full permissions in Windows. So if you have a Dell computer, even the newer ones, they're brand new models from 2020 that are included in this. So it's the list of models is 200 and something different models affected from Dell. So just make sure you go to the Dell page. They have all the instructions there on how to manually do this update. It's not very involved, but it's really important.
All right, let's see here. Number two is another breach.
I'm getting tired of saying the word breach, but here we are again. Yes, someone is selling account information for 21 million customers in North America of the popular parking app called Park Mobile. So this is stolen data from this app. If you've ever parked in a city or a municipality that has, you know, where you have to just log on to an app and pay your hourly parking, it's most likely done by Park Mobile. My stuff was breached in this as well. I'm right there with you. So the stolen data includes customer email addresses, dates of birth, phone numbers, license plate numbers, passwords, and mailing addresses. So get onto the Park Mobile app and change your password immediately, because they don't really know yet what exactly was stolen, but it's not good.
All right, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, very important number two this week on the countdown, as a matter of fact, the talkers countdown. So you got an overview here for us, a summary?
Yeah, this was definitely the biggest tech story of the week. Facebook, the oversight board, which was designed to make some of Facebook's most difficult decisions for the company. However, on Wednesday, they punted it right back to Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg. This is all whether or not Donald Trump should be allowed back on the platform. The board did say that Facebook was right to suspend him after the January 6th insurrection. But after that, there's no rule written that you can have an indefinite ban. So they've got 6 months now, and this is all on Zuckerberg to come up with the real answer. And then they have to follow their own rules and carry it out equally to every offender.
Well, good luck with that.
Yep.
And that bunch. What a bunch of phonies. Okay, those are the top five tech stories of the week. For your listening and dancing pleasure, now 59 past the hour. Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.